So it's Saturday, July the 18th, 2009. Neville Hobson here in Cardiff. And I'm sitting with my annual lunch companion, Hugh Fraser of Story Nori. Hi, Hugh.
Hi there. Hi, Neville.
And we are sitting actually in a pretty luxurious restaurant known as Pizza Hut.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. And we're in the break at WordCamp UK. And this is the first time in a year that we've got together. And this is now an annual thing. We do this at every WordCamp.
It's our annual pizza.
So yeah. It is the lunch break. And we decided just to chat a bit about what we thought about the session this morning. So do you want to start saying something here?
Well, what I liked was that it wasn't too technical, because last year was very, very techie. And there was a good discussion about community. And there was another good discussion from a plugin developer about how to make money and build a business out of basically altruism. And those are two things that both Neville and I are very interested in.
Yeah, like you, I agree. I think it has been that community session was very interesting. It isn't too techie, even though there must be at least a third more people here than there were last year. And when Simon Dixon did that mini poll at the beginning, hands up, who's doing what type of thing, a lot of developers there. Yet the conversations aren't overly technical, are they?
Not at all. In fact, the most lively conversation was about what is the essence, or what is the definition of a community, which is really what WordPress is all about. It isn't really about the technical things in many ways. And I've got a feeling that developers were taking part in that conversation, as well as sort of content managers and owners. And
yeah, I think you're right. And that conversation was interesting in another angle too, because we're talking about community. One of the things in my mind, I mean, the room was huge. We were sitting kind of towards the back, and much of the chat was at the front. Tricky to jump in spontaneously. But one thing I noticed, as you did, I'm sure anyone who was Twittering would have noticed using the hashtag, that I was tweeting it, in fact capturing it to a blog post using the Twitter Live Blog plugin. And the tweets were producing comments from other people out there in Twitter world, not physically here in Cardiff, with their own opinions about community, asking questions about the session points being discussed as I was tweeting them. And I saw others tweeting also getting comments too. So that to me is illustrative of a community, in a sense, can take place anywhere. If people have got an interest, a common interest in something, isn't that part of getting a community going?
Yeah, that was one of the definitions, wasn't it? People coming together with a common interest. Yes, and it was very interesting how the community extends outside the conference, and how these days there isn't really a kind of traditional reporting. There's live interaction via Twitter. It was very interesting. But in the end, the main conclusion I drew from the community discussion is just how difficult it is to define what a community is. And it's one of the most overused words, mainly down to politicians. They talk about the community, or let's develop a community. It comes out of sort of social science, I think. And it can be just a bit of an excuse word, just a bit of a substitute word for thought sometimes. But this was a good discussion, I think.
I agree with you. In fact, we didn't hear in the session itself a clear definition by anyone of community. A few ideas thrown around, but no single one that you could say, yeah, okay, we agree with that. And I noticed that equally on the Twitter conversation. There must have been half a dozen different definitions people were suggesting is community, I agree with your point. It is overused. I mean, a job title I hear being used a lot these days, community manager, and you ask five different community managers to define it, and you get five different definitions, which may not be a bad thing, actually. Yet, It doesn't necessarily follow, I don't think, that, you know, in the context of the conversation about blogging, and particularly WordPress blogs, that the reason you do it is build community. That's not what I hear from everyone. That's not everyone's reason for blogging. But if you have that as your goal, then your job, I think, is the platform, is if you like, the facilitator of, to provide the place that might foster community development. Maybe.
I think it's a huge incentive for community. If you're blogging or doing whatever, podcasting, and you see your users or your visitors interacting with each other, you realize this thing's alive and it lives. You know, it's like Frankenstein's monster. You feel like you're a creator then, and it's got a life outside yourself. And I think that's very